Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, if you've ever been around a farmer or a rancher long enough, you've probably heard them talk pretty poorly about feral swine. The descendants of escaped released pigs, these pigs are invasive, destructive, and dangerous. I had the opportunity to speak with USDA NASA's Troy Marshall, and NASA, along with the Animal and Plant Inspection Service, APHIS, are teaming up to collect feral hog information.
We're really going in and diving in, and we're specifically focusing on livestock producers this trip. So trying to put a measure to how much damage there is in Oklahoma due to feral swine. And we know that's a significant amount, but you know, when we don't even have a real good idea of what that feral swine population is, it's hard to even measure what that damage is. So getting that information from producers is the first step to really identifying the problem.
And so if you are a producer and you're having this issue, what exactly are they supposed to do?
So, you know, we have a sample that we selected based off of our livestock producers. So we're going to be contacting about in Oklahoma, roughly around just under 1,700 producers, asking some questions about their losses, what's happened if they had to replace some different pasture or they had some destruction, asking specific questions about that. But if they're seeing issues, we have a contact here in Oklahoma. ODAF has partnered, has a partnership with APHIS as well. So I would highly recommend them talking to the Wildlife Services here at ODAF, and they can get some help from the staff there.
Marshall said not only are these feral swine invasive, but they also carry a wide variety of diseases.
The other thing that everybody kind of tends to overlook, and APHIS has a lot of research out there on their website about some of the different diseases that they can carry. So not only mean from the aspect of physically mean, but they also carry a lot of different diseases that could impact our livestock and different animal health that are around our farm. So,
and they're very hard to control. I mean, it's very hard to get rid of them once you see them around.
They are. They're really smart. They learn really fast. They know where the food is, and they learn if someone starts coming around and impacting their food source, they're going to go somewhere else. So, but I think if you manage it right, Scott would probably be a better one to say of how they do that. But APHIS does a great job. Wildlife Services does a great job with that. And it seems like they're making a lot of progress. I know just in talking with them through that Farm Bill program, they already in those, I think it's 9 counties, eliminated about 14,000 feral swine just in those 9 counties over 2 years. So a pretty substantial amount.
APHIS is going to analyze the data as a baseline for future studies, and any published information will be made available to the public through the APHIS Feral Swine Resources website, aphis.usda.gov. You've got farm news on Ron.
Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.